I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Republicans and Democrats are blaming each other for the impasse that caused a partial government shutdown. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis said 6 years of government funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program should have been enough to encourage bipartisan support, though it did not get that in either chamber.
We gave them a good bill, a bill that did not have extraneous issues on it, funded priorities that are American priorities, not just Republican priorities, and they voted instead to shut the government down. That is wrong.
The CHIP program affects more than 300,000 Illinois children, but Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said the bill does not address the plight of immigrants who are losing their legal status under DACA. In other news, the state unemployment rate dropped slightly last month. Chase Cavanaugh has more.
The December jobless rate came in at 4.8%, which is down by a tenth of a point compared with November. Illinois Department of Employment Security Advisor Barton Lorimore says there were about 1,500 new jobs last month.
These are preliminary numbers, but from what we're seeing right now, this has been a really good quarter for our jobs numbers, where we're seeing the unemployment rate going down and we're seeing the number of non-farm pay jobs go up. So this is what you would hope to see.
Revisions were also made to the November numbers, showing gains of more than 3,000 jobs instead of a slight loss. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.
Treasurer Mike Frerich's office is warning families with 529 college savings accounts that federal tax breaks may not apply in some situations. The federal tax overhaul now allows families with accounts like Bright Start and Bright Directions to use that money for K-12 private schooling instead of just for college. But Frerich says parents going that route are not eligible for a state tax break. He says families that try to claim a credit on their state taxes risk penalties if an auditor catches the error. And the state is looking for volunteers to welcome visitors and give tours at the newly renovated Illinois Executive Mansion. The governor's residence in Springfield underwent a complete privately funded restoration. The home is scheduled to reopen this summer. A committee of historians, educators, and museum professionals is developing new experiences for visitors, including rooms that explore the Columbian Exposition and the governor's serving during the Civil War. Volunteer training will begin in February. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The chief judge for Southern Illinois federal courts says operations will proceed as normal during the government shutdown. Judge Michael Reagan says the courthouses in Benton and East St. Louis will be open, with hearings and deadlines going on as scheduled. He says the only exception is where some attorneys may not be working as a part of the government shutdown. He says those hearings and filings will likely be rescheduled. The U.S. Department of Defense estimates that 71% of the roughly 34 million 17 to 24-year-olds in this country could fail to qualify for the military. At a recent hearing in Cape Girardeau, retired General Frank Grass with Mission Readiness says too many youth are unfit to serve.
Primarily because of poor education, obesity, drug abuse, and a criminal record. So the 720 military, retired generals and admirals, we all are concerned about that because that is a readiness issue for the future.
Grass says many of the problems stem from a lack of investment in programs that support early childhood development. He says he's encouraging lawmakers to find ways to turn that trend around. A workshop this week aims to help farmers understand the risks and benefits of the controversial weed killer dicamba. U of I Extension educator Talon Becker says there were reports last year that linked dicamba to soybean damage. That caused Monsanto, which makes dicamba, to change its guidelines. Becker says the latest information will show how to properly use dicamba, and it'll be a part of this week's workshop set for Wednesday in Mount Vernon. You can get more information at WSIUnews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.